Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 22 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
If we don't arrest them at the scene, then we'll go straight to grand jury.
An Elliott County man has been arrested for murder.
Several area schools have canceled classes for tomorrow.
A Montgomery County man could serve 85 years in prison.
A steel mill in Ashland will soon be closed.
Moorhead State University is holding an event to help students plug into campus life.
In sports, Round County's basketball teams are in action at home tonight.
But Luke has a stock report.
20% chance of snow tonight with a low around 9 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Sandy Hook man has been arrested for murder. Kentucky State Police say 40-year-old Shannon Weddington was taken into custody on Monday after stabbing 32-year-old Adam Kelly. KSP Trooper Scott Farrell says the incident happened in the early morning hours and Weddington was originally charged with first-degree assault.
The two of them was in on, got into an altercation, and Adam Kelly was stabbed by Shannon Weddington. They airlifted him to Cabell Huntington, and later in the hospital, that's when he passed away.
Weddington is being lodged in the Rowan County Detention Center on a $1 million cash bond. A date for his arraignment has not yet been set.
An Olive Hill man was among five arrested in Tennessee yesterday in connection to the theft of two vehicles. According to LEX-18, police in Hendersonville, Tennessee, received a report of a stolen vehicle Monday evening. 18-year-old Cody Eggleston of Olive Hill, 18-year-old Mark Foltz of Elizabethtown, 22-year-old Austin Yates of Magnolia, and two 16-year-old female juveniles were all charged with two counts of theft over $10,000, one count of theft under $1,000, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition to these charges, the three adults were also charged with two counts of contributing to delinquency of a minor. Hendersonville police have received information of the group being involved in additional vehicle thefts in Kentucky and are working with local law enforcement to further those investigations.
A Lexington man is accused of kidnapping and raping his girlfriend. LEX-18 reports Jeffrey Clark Jr. was arrested Monday afternoon. He's accused of holding his girlfriend against her will and sexually assaulting her. The arrest citation alleges Clark held his girlfriend captive for 3 days. He's facing charges including kidnapping, rape, and wanton endangerment.
A traffic stop in Pike County led to meth trafficking charges Sunday. EKB News reports 39-year-old Susan Akers of Floyd County faces several drug-related charges, including possession and trafficking of methamphetamine. Pikeville police say they discovered drugs and drug paraphernalia in her vehicle. Akers was lodged in the Pike County Detention Center.
A Montgomery County jury has recommended an 85-year sentence for a man accused of rape, kidnapping, and witness intimidation. Ronald Triplett was charged with abducting and sexually assaulting a woman in downtown Mount Sterling back in 2016. According to LEX-18, another woman accused him after his arrest. Triplett is also charged with writing an intimidating message to a victim on the wall of the county jail. Back in the 1980s, Triplett was on the FBI's most wanted list after escaping a Michigan prison where he was being held on robbery and attempted murder charges. A formal sentencing date has not yet been set.
A Laurel County coroner has confirmed a woman died outside of her house due to hypothermia. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more on the subject.
72-year-old Glenda Smith was found dead outside her home on January 20th. Investigators were not certain what caused her death, but they assumed the weather was an issue. They suspected Smith had fallen due to the ice on the driveway, and she had a cut on her face. Smith's body was taken to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. The coroner confirmed that Smith's death was caused by hypothermia. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Senator Rand Paul's civil case against his neighbor, Rene Boucher, is in court this week. Paul was assaulted while doing yard work at his home in 2017 and is suing for $1 million for medical costs and pain. Paul tells WKYU neighbors should not act that way.
everybody in the community that it's not okay to go next door with a crowbar, hit somebody in the back, and all of a sudden say, oh, well, 30 days in jail. That's what you get for shoplifting in our country.
Boucher pleaded guilty to assaulting a U.S. senator and served 30 days in prison. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
AK Steel has announced the closing of its facility in Ashland. According to the Daily Independent, the company revealed yesterday Ashland Works will no longer be running by the end of 2019. Most of its operations have been idle since December 15th, but it has continued to function with 230 employees. Ashland Mayor Steve Gilmore says AK Steel will allow some employees the opportunity to work into the third and fourth quarters of 2019. The company will offer other employees open jobs at other facilities. Gilmore calls it a difficult blow for Ashland to absorb. The move is expected to save AK Steel about $40 million annually.
Motorists in Bath and Rowan County should be on the lookout for survey crews this week. Drivers are asked to heed all warning signs and slow down in work zones along US 60 as workers collect data for an upcoming highway safety project. Alan Blair is an information officer with the Kentucky Department of Highways, District 9.
We're in the planning process right now of a project that would improve the safety of the highway in that area. So this is kind of the first phase, is to kind of gather information, gather data on what is there, the geometry of the road, the different things that are existing that we can take a look at and perhaps improve.
Workers will be surveying roads between Salt Lick and Lakeview Heights on Thursday and Friday this week.
Morehead State University is hosting an event this week that will help students plunge into the campus community. Eagle Explosion is scheduled to take place Wednesday starting at 6 p.m. at the Adrian Dorian University Center. Shannon Colvin is the Associate Director of Leadership Programming and Inclusion. She says the event is open to all registered student organizations and university departments and offices.
Then are looking for people that might be interested to be recruited and involved in their organizations starting this semester, as well as key departments on campus that are looking maybe for staffing for the spring or the fall, or have some information to release out of upcoming events for the spring and the summer.
For more information about Eagle Explosion, call the Office of Student Activities at 606-783-2071 or visit moreheadstate.edu/activities.
A former Republican lawmaker in Kentucky who lost his House seat by one vote in November could get a second chance thanks to the state's GOP majority. D.J. Johnson got 6,318 votes on Election Day, but Democrat Jim Glenn got 6,319 votes. In some states, an outcome that close would trigger an automatic recount, but in Kentucky, a state law says candidates in state legislative races can appeal to the House of Representatives. A board of nine state lawmakers voted last week 6-3 to recount the votes in Kentucky House District 13. All six Republicans on the panel voted for the recount, while three Democrats voted no. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins was one of those Democrats. He says the recount sets a dangerous precedent.
He has been sworn in by two judges, and now we're going to have a committee meeting of a panel that makes a recommendation that we go back after you've given somebody the oath of office, after he has taken his seat to represent the people of the 13th House District in Kentucky, which is Owensboro, and now you're going to try to take the voice of the people away who elected Jim Glenn by one vote.
The board will issue a report, but the final decision on who gets the seat is up to the House of Representatives. The recount is expected to cost around $40,000 to conduct.
A spike in methamphetamine usage is occurring across the state of Kentucky. According to WKYT, Kentucky State Police Forensics Lab tested 27,000 submissions of methamphetamine last year, which accounted for over 50% of total submissions. Lab supervisor Jeremy Triplett says the drugs have become more potent over the years.
Generally, we used to refer to some of it as peanut butter meth because it was sticky and brown and it's hard to scoop out of the bags, that's a far cry from the methamphetamine we see today, which is all crystalline, it's all colorless.
According to Triplett, 2016 is when numbers started to spike.
A new strain of hemp touting zero THC levels has been developed by a Kentucky-based hemp producer. THC is the psychoactive component in the cannabis family, known for giving people the high effect. New federal guidelines require hemp growers to keep THC levels below 0.3%. Because of this, growers worry about variations in crops due to unavoidable changes in nature. GenCana President Steve Bevin says with such strict compliance, some growers are left with unusable crops.
The issue is that there is strict compliance at 0.3%, and nature's nature. So when you put a plant in a field, sometimes stresses and strains and heat and too much water, not enough water, pests, all these different things can happen. And so farmers worry.
Kentucky's Agricultural Commissioner Ryan Quarles says being able to produce 0% THC hemp is a game changer for the industry.
Trophy House received a grant from the city of Ashland last week. Keenly Roberts has the story.
The Economic Development Women-Owned or Ethnic Minority Business Grant offers grants and loans to businesses in the city owned by women and minorities. The goal of the program is to promote economic development. The grant comes as a 5-year forgivable loan. This means each year the business is in operation and in good standing with the community, 20% of the loan will be forgiven. The Trophy House is new to the Ashland area. Owner Jessica Leite tells the Daily Independent she's very grateful for the $25,000 grant. Leite says the loan will be used to purchase new equipment. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
And finally, in news this afternoon, just a quick note, severely low temperatures have forced several area schools to close tomorrow across the WMKY listening area. Schools that are closed so far are Bath County, Fleming, Clark, Bourbon, Bracken, Wolf, Powell, and Paris Independent, as well as Montgomery County. For a full list of schools, you can check out our website at WMKY.org.
Tonight, a chance of flurries before midnight. Chance of snow mainly between midnight and 5 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 8. Wind chill values as low as negative 4 with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday, a chance of flurries with a slight chance of snow before 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and cold with a temperature falling to around 5 by 11 a.m. Wind chill values as low as negative 14 with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 10%. Taking a look at local temperatures, from Moorhead and Fleming, 22 degrees. Lexington, Winchester is 24 degrees, 25 degrees for Inez, and 24 degrees for Ashland.
On our feature segment today, an annual report released last week ranks Kentucky in the bottom half of states when it comes to a person's chance for success. Kentucky News Connection's Mary Sherman has that story.
New research underlines areas Kentucky could improve to help better prepare kids for the future. The annual Chance for Success Index, released by Education Week, grades states based on 13 distinct factors that affect a person's opportunities from cradle to career. Kentucky was given a grade of C overall, and researcher Sterling Lloyd with Education Week says showed some improvements in the areas of fourth grade reading, eighth grade math, and high school graduation rates. However, the Commonwealth ranked 42nd for preschool enrollment and lagged in other early childhood measures.
We can see that Kentucky is 36 in terms of the early foundations. So it really kind of struggles in those metrics related to family income, parental education levels, things that help children get off to a good start before they even enter school.
Kentucky ranked 38th among states, and its C grade is slightly lower than the national average of C+. Lloyd notes that compared to data from 2008, the national score has risen by less than 1 point, now at 79%.
with a grade of C+ for the nation and 24 states getting between a C- and a C+, there's a sense of mediocrity. And given that the results have not improved much over time, there's a feeling that results are fairly stagnant. And so new strategies, new approaches are worth trying.
The report found persistent regional disparities, with states faring better in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. The largest barriers to success were found in the South and Southwest. Lloyd says the data should be a chance for policymakers and educators in each state to compare their state's performance with others and decide how to improve it.
We're talking about a global economy these days, and every state now, every governor is looking to attract companies from around the world and trying to point out that their state has the top workforce, that their residents have the skills that these companies need.
The highest grade awarded, an A- was given to Massachusetts. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
It's 4:46 and 22 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this frigid Tuesday afternoon. We'll have sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Rowan County basketball is in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Andweza. Rowan County hosts a doubleheader with Menifee tonight. The boys are set to tip off at 6 p.m. Rowan is holding on to the top spot in the region with a 19-2 record. Menifee comes in at 7-15 with just one win this month. Viking head coach Sean Thacker says his team will have to focus hard on defense.
Our kids all have to be ready. You know, we haven't gotten to play at home a lot. At times, we've kind of been pretty good on the road. It just, you know, probably a few more distractions when you are at home. Hopefully, our kids get, you know, the district tournaments played at our place. So getting a little more comfortable in our own house is probably a good thing.
The girls will play at 8 p.m. The Lady Vikings are expecting to see a different Lady Cats team than the one they beat 67-58 early in the season. Coach Matt Stokes says Menifee will be a much tougher opponent this go-around.
Emma Hacker's back. She's at full strength. When we played in the first time, she was limited in her playing time. She had an injury. She's just a tough player. She's tall. She can score from anywhere. She causes matchup problems for us. And then our post player, Woodard, is, you know, she's a big post player. And again, when somebody has a big, strong post player, we struggle.
You can hear both games on WMOR. Almost all of the other boys' teams in the 16th region are in action tonight. Elliott County hosts West Carter. Ashland Blazer hosts George Washington High School out of Charleston, West Virginia. Fleming hosts Boyd. Lewis hosts St. Patrick. East Carter travels to Morgan County. Fairview heads to Raceland. Greenup hosts Notre Dame of Portsmouth, Ohio, and Russell hosts Lawrence County. All those games are scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In regional girls action tonight, Rose Hill Christian hosts Pierce School at 6 p.m., then at 7:30. West Carter travels to St. Joseph Central of Huntington, West Virginia. Fairview hosts Boyd County, Morgan County travels to Bath, and Fleming travels to Powell County. The University of Kentucky basketball team is back on the road tonight. The Wildcats are coming off at 71-63 win over Kansas Saturday, putting them on a track for a 7-game winning streak. However, when asked if the early season loss to Duke was a blessing in disguise that led the team to success, Coach Cal tells UK Athletics that's not how he sees it.
I'd rather learn from a close win than an absolute shellacking that we took. But if it does help us, that's great. But there's no solace in what happened up there. We got absolutely clubbed by a very good team.
The Wildcats are now heading to Vanderbilt for 9 p.m. tip-off with the Commodores. The Morehead State University men's basketball team is back at home preparing for a road swing later this week. The Eagles most recently fell at home 77-71 against Jackson State. Prior to that, MSU had picked up four straight victories, and now head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys just need to address a couple issues to get back in the win column.
It's a game of runs. You know, I think we go into halftime down three and wasn't pleased with, you know, we'd only given up three offensive rebounds, but they had capitalized on all of those second chance points at that time. So that was a big adjustment. And then, you know, in the post, you know, so we went to our doubling in the post and thought we did some good things out of that. And, you know, probably should have went to it a little bit earlier just so that we could have been more aggressive to try to keep them from even trying to post it and beat us another way. So make that adjustment going forward.
The Eagles hit the road for a Thursday matchup with SIU Edwardsville, then make a quick turnaround to play Eastern Illinois on Saturday. The Morehead State University's women's basketball team is hitting the road this week as well. The Eagles picked up their win over Jacksonville State 66-55, largely due to their performance on the charity stripe, draining 20 of 27 free throws. However, Greg Todd says the team is going to be taking a closer look at their offense this week after only shooting 21 of 68 from the field.
Our offense was not what it's been. A lot of that had to do with Jacksonville State, and I think also we just didn't get in as good a rhythm. We got some pretty good looks that we didn't make at times, and just didn't have as good a flow on the offensive end. So that was probably the tough part.
The women tip off against SIU at noon Thursday. The men will play later in the week at 8 p.m. The Ohio Valley Conference is becoming quite familiar with one member of the Morehead State women's basketball team. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
For the second week in a row and fifth time during the 2018-19 season, Morehead State women's basketball junior guard Aaliyah June has been named Ohio Valley Conference Newcomer of the Week. June, who became an Eagle after spending two seasons at Rutgers, drained a career best, tying six triples and lodged a game-high 26 points to help her squad knock off Tennessee Tech on Thursday. The West Hampton, New Jersey native then closed the week with a 12-point outing where she also grabbed seven rebounds. June is currently the leading scorer in the OVC with an average of 19.3 points per game for the season. In the Eagles' eight conference games, June is averaging an OVC best 20 points per contest. For WMKY Sports, I'm Wyatt Melton.
All season tickets for the 2019 Ohio Valley Conference Basketball Championships went on sale today. The OVC Championships will be held March 6th through the 9th at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Fans wishing to sit with other fans from Morehead State should purchase the all-season tickets directly from the school's ticket office. A $60 all-season ticket includes admission to all sessions of the OVC Championship, which includes seven men's games and seven women's games. On February 2nd, the price of an all-season ticket goes up to $80. Single-session tickets will go on sale to the general public on Thursday, February 7th. They are $30 per session for men's games and $15 per session for women's games. For more information on MSU tickets, call 783-2386.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee State for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday, February 7th. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials rose as Wall Street awaited the latest quarterly results from tech giant Apple after the close. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 51.74 at 24,579.96. The broader market was weaker, with the S&P 500 down 3.85 at 2640, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 57.4 at 7,028.29. 3M was among the companies that posted better-than-expected earnings today, sending the stock up almost 2%. On the other hand, Allergan and Verizon posted stronger-than-forecast profits, but for various reasons, their shares were under pressure today. Allergan was actually the worst performer in the S&P 500, down 8.5% on a poor revenue outlook for 2019, while Verizon was down 3.25%. Lockheed Martin shares rose 1% after posting quarterly earnings that were roughly in line with expectations, and L3 Technology shot up more than 8% and was on its way to its best day since October 15th. Amgen rose 0.3% ahead of its earnings release after the close, and eBay, which is also scheduled to report after the bell, slipped 0.7%. In the commodities markets, oil finished with a gain of 2.25% at $53.17 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,310.30 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 up 0.8%. And in Asia, stocks were down modestly with the Shanghai Composite down 0.1% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Pfizer and United Technologies. The worst performers were Verizon and Microsoft. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Xerox and Corning, while the worst performers were Allergan and Harley-Davidson. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger down 14 cents at 28.08, Community Trust Bank down 10 cents at 41.12, AK Steel up 13 cents at 283, Marathon Petroleum raising their dividend today by 15%, and Marathon Petroleum stock was up 43 cents at 64.15, Humana down 84 cents at 379, and Valvoline was up 3 cents to finish at 22.25. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking another look at your region's weather. Tonight, 30% chance of flurries before midnight. Wednesday, a chance of flurries with slight chance of snow, temperatures falling to around 5. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 0. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 22. Thursday night, a 30% chance of snow with a low around 20. Friday, snow likely with a high near 38. Friday night, 20% chance of rain and snow.
Taking another quick look at some area closings that are already scheduled for tomorrow. Bath County Schools, Bourbon County, Bracken County, also in our listening area, Fleming County, Gateway Head Start in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, Rowan, and West Liberty are all closed through Friday. So they will not have classes there at those Head Starts from Wednesday through Friday. They've already made that decision. Also closed in Lewis County, Montgomery County, Morgan County, Paris Independent, Powell County. And those look like all of the closings in our area that have been announced so far. I'm sure there will be more that you can check out tomorrow during Morning Edition. And taking a look at some events that are coming up in our region. Blood Drive, sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center, will be held in the Buttonhole Drill Room at Morehead State University from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday, January 30th and 31st. And then another will be held at the Morehead Kroger from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 2nd. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
MSU's Black History Month film and discussion series will present Marshall at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6th, in Room 2 of Breckenridge Hall at Morehead State University. The film is based on an early trial and the career of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. The event is free and open to the public.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cassidy Stearman, Wyatt Melton, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Keneally Roberts, Grant Johnson, Naya Andweza, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Kentucky News Connections' Mary Sherman. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and Translator W202BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.